Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Mike.
Well, I think last time we talked, I maybe mentioned that I would be getting to do a class with Tom Hanks.
Yes, yes.
Thomas the Hank Engine, I like to call him. Mm. We're friends now. No, we're not. I have a whole new perspective of him now, and he is funnier than hell. I don't even think they're going to let us put the video out there, to be honest.
Because really?
I'll be honest, he drops a lot of F-bombs. Not nice. A lot, but like normal, like it was funnier than hell, some of the stuff he was doing. I had to ask him a question. My question did not get picked.
Oh.
So I had to ask one of their questions that his agents approved.
His agents had to approve the questions?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's kind of... I'm just going to read my original question. You tell me how you interpret this question, because maybe they thought it was insulting. But everything you want to ask, I wanted to learn. If there's a trick he knew or something like that, you know, share it with us so maybe it opens up some ideas in our heads of like who to watch or what to do or what to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for him was, growing up in the 80s, I rented Splash at some point, which led me to rent some of your other movies, specifically The Money Pit, The Burbs, Big, Turner and Hooch. And these days, I find myself watching films differently, studying while watching. Thankfully, technology has given me the ability to go back and study your work prior to Splash and everything in between. To me personally, there's such a noticeable difference in your performance in Big compared to everything before that. My question is, did you do something different to prepare for that film, or was this just your experience as an actor timing up with the perfect role? To me, that is a decent question. I don't know. Maybe it could be taken as an insult of me saying everything before Big was shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just saying there's a noticeable difference.
Yeah.
Everything seemed to come together for that role of Josh Baskin, I think his name was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did not get approved. So instead, I had to go up and ask the most generic question ever, which was, what is the most challenging part of your work and how do you overcome those difficulties? To me, that's such a bullshit answer. But I got a very good answer.
Yeah.
Like, it went on, and what's funny about him is he would, like, say things, like, in the middle of answering a question. He's like, oh, no, no. He's like, Dave, I got a funny story for you. I don't know if he actually said my name, but whatever. I threw it in there. Sounds good to me. I was kind of blanked out at that point.
Because
you would think your nerves wouldn't get the best of you, but, you know, you had people watching you talk to Tom, and you had to literally get up there and talk to him. So,
yeah.
We had an introduction, so it'd be like one person saying, hey, Tom, my name's so-and-so, and, you know, I loved your work in Captain Phillips at the end, and blah, 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 you know. This is Dave, and he's got a question for you, so I go, hey, Tom, I asked my question. And then in the middle of his, he's like, oh, I got a funny story. And he'd just go on these funny-ass stories, man. It was cool. But
yeah.
I have a different view of him now where I'm like, God, he's like a real person, and he talks like a real person,
mm-hmm.
and jokes around like a real person. It's nice to see that side. I feel bad. There's three or four people, I think, that were supposed to ask questions after me.
Mm.
And he got a call during the middle of his questions.
Yeah.
And he came back and he said, I got some bad news. He said, unfortunately, I got to wrap this up and cut it short. He said, I'm meeting Elton John here soon. And he acted like he was smoking with his pen. He's like, and after that, I'll take the jet to Barbados, you know. But yeah, he really was. He had to meet up with Elton John. I guess that maybe was his last concert.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
California or something like that. So
yeah, it was his last U.S. show.
Yeah. Yep.
It was in California, yeah.
So yeah. So I do have some funny stuff for us today. Should be short but funny. We're going to get some good laughs, some natural reaction. I will give the guests a hint after I just put them to sleep with that Tom Hanks shit. We did, I think it might have been in our Funny as Fun episode,
mm-hmm.
where we talked about made up nicknames for guys' junks.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, we've never done one for women, so we're going to do that today. I'm going to read off some nicknames for women's vajayjay, and we're going to have some laughs. I saw a couple of them, and I'm like, I got to stop reading because I need natural reaction. So stay tuned.
Yes.
This is going to be funnier than hell. But, Mike, you did have something?
I had something.
Did you?
So in July, I got a vasectomy. So no more babies, right?
Yeah.
Like 4 months after you get a vasectomy, you have to go give a sample so they can check to make sure the vasectomy was successful. I wasn't looking forward to this. But whatever, you got to do it, right?
Yeah.
I go, and in the place where I had to go and do the sample was in a fertility clinic. So
right.
I walk in and there's like women? Five or six women sitting in the waiting room, and I'm just this one lone guy walking in there, and they're like, we know what you're here to do. Yep. You know, you can tell. So I'm waiting, and the nurse comes in and finally gets me to call me back, and she's taking me to the room. She starts making small talk, so like, oh, is it getting any warmer out there? Like, come on.
Yeah,
we don't need this. We don't need this. Just let me do whatever embarrassing act it is I have to do. And I don't need the backstory. It's like a stripper. No, yeah. I don't need the backstory.
You know what you're there for.
You know what I'm here to do. Don't try.
I'm trying to pay for school, I swear.
I'm trying to become a nurse. Do you want to shit on my face?
Do you want to make it rain, Daddy?
Make it rain, Daddy.
Mama needs to pay tuition this semester.
So they take me to this room, and she gives me this form that I have to fill out, and she says, and she leaves, and she says, after I leave, lock the door behind me. Because they don't want any, you know, you want to lock the door so nobody walks in while you're...
Slurps your junk up.
No.
Oh, look.
So they don't bust you fucking back. I'm the janitor, Frank. I'm here to clean.
Wait, I thought you meant after you were done busting the load, go out and lock the door no one comes in like the janitor and goes, oh, hey, look, Jello shots.
It's salty.
A little salty. He goes out. He's like, Samantha, we got pretzels. This drink salty. Oh, man.
So she's like, oh, I'm going to leave. Make sure you lock the door behind me. And when you're done, across the hall, and there's someone will take your sample. I'm like, all right. So she closes the door. I didn't lock it right away because I kind of forgot. And I'm looking around, and they have this nice chair, and it's got that like doctor's office paper over it.
Yep.
You sit down and you take your pants down and just try doing the business. I'm like, okay, first of all, they give you like this little shot glass that I'm supposed to sample in. And I'm like, well, I can't sit down and do this. It's going to spill out.
You said that like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's gonna spill out.
I can't sit down. It'll spill out.
So I'm like, I stand up. I'm like, I'm already like, fuck. I forgot to lock the door. So I shuffle over like.
I hope they clean that door handle.
I shuffle over like a penguin. Lock the door.
A penguin.
Because my pants are around my ankles.
They call you Oswald Cobblepot.
So, I'm like, all right, I need to find
the penguin.
I lock the door, go back, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to stand and do this. So I'm like, I need, they had a big screen TV and a DVD player. I obviously didn't bring my own material because I'm like, I don't want to be carrying around a porn. Like, I brought this.
It's Super Black Budbusters 32. Yeah. Sugar Walls 14. I just finished last season. I'm on. I gotta start this one.
What is Oreo cookie creamers? I try to pull some stuff up on my phone.
They didn't give you like a magazine or anything?
No, that's what I thought. I thought there'd be like laminated magazines.
Laminated.
Yeah. You know, easy to clean off.
There's a guy in there with X-Acto markers going. Oh, I like that. He's checking shit off.
Chiseling the
like it's a Toys R Us holiday gift guide. I like that. Ooh. I'll go back for that one. Yeah, chiseling off the
dried goob spunk. Man batter monkey.
He's got the spunk.
You know, I get on my phone and my phone synced up to the internet. And I tried to go to websites and those websites were blocked. I'm like, fuck. Because I'm on the hospital internet and I can't look up. It's all blocked. I'm like, how do you expect anybody to?
So you went to Good Housekeeping.
So yeah, pretty much. So I'm like, all right, I got to get off the Wi-Fi. So I'm like trying to like work this up so I can get this done.
Yeah.
So I go on
your 5G.
My 5G. Yeah. I'm on the network. But it's super slow because I'm at a Hoosier in Beechwood, large hospital facility. So everybody and their brother, that's there is, yeah, and waiting is on their phone.
Pinging off the same tower.
Off the same tower. So it's just loading slow, and I'm just trying to maintain it.
Loading.
I'm just trying to maintain my erection. Finally get to a site to come up. And I'm like, all right, I click on whatever. So
it's like Smurfs holiday special.
I'm like, yeah. It's Smurfette and Clydesdale.
Yeah.
I finally reached that point. So I'm standing up. I'm like, okay, fine. All right. I just need to get this over with. I realize I'm not going to be able to, if I fire it in there, into the cup.
Could be a ricochet.
It's going to ricochet out. And who knows what trajectory it's going to have. I'm going to spill. I want to. So I cram the whole head of my hog into this.
Looking like a cased sausage.
I'm trying to pay. It's like when you're trying to put silly putty back in the container.
Nurse, we need a medic.
And they have a white noise machine. Like, that's going to help. That's going to help some guy's deep voice going, ugh!
White noise.
So I'm like,
I sleep with white noise. That's
right,
not going to help.
Right? It's not going to. What is that supposed to mellow me out? Like, yeah. I don't. So anyway, yeah, I cram it in there and I'm like, trying to be as quiet as I can. Get it all in there. And then I'm like, okay. And then I had to put a sticker on there that had my name and whatever.
Yeah.
And I go to fill out the form, and it says, did you make it all in the cup? And you have to check whether it was a little bit, a lot, or none at all.
None at all.
Has somebody completely missed the cup?
I need a do-over.
I'm sorry. I just airballed my sample.
I shacked my free throw. I taco-necked my free throw.
I didn't know it was going to hook left. I didn't factor the wind in.
I went in and I pulled a Cade York. Oh, God. Shout out to Cleveland Browns.
So I finished up and washed my hands and carried this sample over, and the lady was like, okay, thank you. And she took a sip of it and said, oh, it's good.
You should have touched her hand and went, no, thank you.
No, thank you for the experience.
Thank you.
It was just a really weird situation because it's like, you know what you're there to do.
Oh, absolutely. You know?
And it's my first time doing that in a place outside of home, really. So, and you know they're waiting for you to do it.
Oh, yeah. And you got to find that sweet spot of,
you know,
it's been too quick or it's been too long. I got to just find that sweet spot.
As soon as the nurse leaves, all she hears is, ah!
Why?
Huyaka!
I try to make the most ridiculous loud noises ever.
Ukorkli!
Chimichanga!
Door opens back up. She's not even halfway down the hall. She's like, got my sample.
Yeah.
Leonard Skinner.
Tu Wong Fu. Tu Wong Fu. Oh, God.
So good times. But got the results back, and I am, I got no swimmers, so good to go.
Nice. Like I said before, we're going to talk about funny names for the women. Vaginal area. I'm just going to skip through the ones we all know, so I'm just going to read ones that we've never heard of, which should be fun. The bajingo.
The bajingo. Is that...
Where it's
is
vag that, meets bingo.
Or bajingo unchained.
Oh, God. A minky.
Minky?
A fandango.
Oh.
Yeah. Make sure you buy your tickets. Mary Ellen?
Mary Ellen. Would you like to meet Mary Ellen? No.
Not at all. A penis fly trap. Have you heard that before?
I've heard that one.
A bean. I've heard of the bean before.
A bean.
It's weird because now I know some people that their nicknames are Bean, so wonder.
Calling him a pussy. Your nickname's pussy.
Yeah. A clunge.
A clunge.
A front bottom.
A front bottom?
Yeah.
Mrs. Front Bottom.
Hello! Hello! Oh, I did a drive-by shooting.
Oh, God. A doodah, a minge. A
doodah.
An axe wound. Oh, a flange. Which is...
Flange.
Yeah. Ooh, a growler.
A growler.
Yeah, beef curtains, we've heard
beef
that.
Curtains. The old reliable beef curtains.
The old beef curtains. Pie corner.
Pie corner.
Yeah. A French withered pear. A coffer.
A French withered pear.
A bell chose. I don't know. I guess that's bell French chose. For pretty thing. French. Of course it is bell chose.
Your vagina. Your bell chose. Smells as a garlic.
The altar of Venus.
The altar of Venus.
A phoenix nest. Nature's treasury.
Nature's treasury. That sounds like an antique store.
Welcome to Nature's
treasury. I came to buy some knickknacks.
A contrapunctum.
Ugh,
I don't know.
Up, up, down, down.
A privy council.
Privy.
An aphrodisiacal.
That's like a fucking
preodactyl.
Aphrodisiacal.
Aphrodisiacal. I wasn't even finished with it. It gets better. An aphrodisiac tennis court.
What? 40 love.
40 love. A lady's low toupee.
Low toupee.
Mount Pleasant.
Wow.
Petticoat Lane. I can't even read that one. A Mrs. Fubbs parlor.
A Mrs. Fubbs what?
Parlor.
Parlor. Mrs. Fubbs parlor.
Welcome to Mrs. Fubbs parlor. Let's gonna trim you up nice and good here.
Antipodes.
Antipodes.
A thatched cottage.
Thatched cottage?
That's... Cyprian fountain.
Mm.
A pink pearl.
Ooh.
Mount of her arousal.
Mount of her arousal. I heard it's fun when that one erupts.
Oh, God. A pool of moisture.
Junction. Watch out. Slippery when wet. There's a pool of moisture.
Junction of her thighs. Sounds like a made-up movie name. A triangular batch. Let's see.
Many a plane have been lost to the triangular batch.
They go in, but they never come out. A scabbard. That's horrible.
Wow.
Fish lips. A penis garage. That's good. A penis glove. A cock sock.
A cock sock. Wow.
Cock pocket.
Cock pocket.
Deep socket. A sperm bottle.
Sperm. That's what I should have had for my sample.
A vertical bacon sandwich.
Vertical bacon sandwich. Wow.
Banana basket. Vertical smile. Do flaps.
Do flaps.
Sounds like a street name.
I need a...
Hey, y'all hear from Dooflaps today?
Nah, man. You were supposed to take a left on Dooflaps.
The corner of Prospect and Dooflaps. Oh, that one hurt. Speaking of rappers, the Notorious V.A.G.
I love it.
Oh, I want to shoot some cream. I used to rub them out to magazines. Oh, God. A sausage wallet.
Wow.
Puff pillow.
Puff pillow.
A panty hamster.
Wow.
A love rug.
Hey, girl, let me see your panty hamster.
The death of Adam.
Oh, God.
her asshole neighbor.
Knock, knock.
A silk igloo.
Wow.
I actually like that one. A spasm chasm.
Wow.
Didn't that come out for the Nintendo 64? Oh, no, that was Spasm Chasm 64.
Bugs Bunny and the Spasm Chasm.
Bacon Hole, Golden Palace, Scrambled Eggs Between the Legs.
Jesus.
That's awesome. A Fish Mitten. Rooster Jaws. Yeah, when I get in from cleaning the bird cages, I'm going to come in for the real rooster jaw.
I want them rooster jaw.
A mule noose.
Wow.
Home plate, a flesh tuxedo.
Flesh tuxedo.
Cupid's cupboard.
sounds like a lingerie store.
Yeah.
Welcome to Cupid's cupboard.
Would you like to look at the newest bunny tuft?
Looking for something for your floof?
For your floof.
Floof.
Cream canal, a conch shell.
Conch shell.
Fruit cup, fly catcher, tool shed, snake charmer, python siphon. Horn of plenty, a poom poom.
Horn of plenty?
That's my favorite item to get in Zelda.
Ooh. Here, yeah, you gotta have it to finish the game. An upright wink. A honey pot.
Oh my. I'm rock hard right now just thinking about blowing my load in a honey pot.
A French fried dip. Pink canoe. A hippo's yawn. That one's good.
Wow.
Yeah, hippo's yawn.
Wow.
A hand warmer.
For some of y'all.
A cave of wonders.
Oh. Yeah. What is Cave of Wonders from?
Aladdin.
Yeah, that's right.
Cave of Wonders. That's all I got. I think that was a funny ass list, though. It's quick. Like I said, it would be quick.
Yeah, it was quick.
Good stuff. I did want to bring up the fact that I was super shocked on our numbers for the year. It was just incredible.
Yeah.
We posted about Spotify did like a Wrapped for the year, and it said we were up like 169% on plays and
yes.
214,000 extra on the Funny AF episode, which we recommend everybody go check out. It's like few episodes back, Funny AF.
Yeah. The one stat, and I took a picture of it, I screenshotted it because I thought that's crazy for us, is that we created 352 minutes of new content. That's more than 70% of other creators in the comedy category.
Yeah, and that includes any famous people,
Rogan, yeah. Anybody in the comedy. I mean,
yep. I thought that was cool, man. So, yeah, hopefully if we can get away from all the shadow bans and everything else, we'll be top next year. But it just goes, like, I was reading through top comedy podcasts, and I think there's a couple lists we actually made where we're, like, in the top 100 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or 100, it could be 150. But you think about how many are out there, mm-hmm. And if we're even included in that, that's great.
Yeah, exactly.
But I notice a lot, most of the time, even in the top 100, it's like famous people,
mm-hmm.
like that have podcasts.
Yeah.
So there's so really
they already have a following. From
exactly.
People.
So it's harder for people like us to get followers. So it helps when people share. I know that may seem like a huge chore, but literally it takes 2 seconds. If yeah. you're just worried about sharing because, well, it's vulgar. I like vulgar, but you know, so and so may not like vulgar. And I don't want to like introduce them to something like, you know, talking about mom's period blood after, like, you know.
Or my grandma's floof.
Yeah. But you know what? Just fucking share it and explain to them, like, hey, this is not safe for work, but I'm pretty sure you'll laugh your ass off type of thing. Or, you know, introduce them to a, you know, an episode like the best of. We have 2 best of episodes. Introduce them to something like that.
Yeah.
It's vulgar. It's funny. And then they can decide whether they want to check out all our other ones, start from the beginning and whatever.
Yeah.
But by not sharing, that doesn't help us at all. And it literally is something that takes a second.
Yeah.
We get things all the time for like, add us on our business page or whatever. And we just do it because we know what it takes. You have to gain that following.
Yeah.
If you add us on social media pages, it's not about like, you could add us on like Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and then just turn off the notification. You don't even have to actually subscribe to us, or not subscribe to us, subscribe to us, but you don't have to get the notifications. But to someone else, the more of those we get, it, you know, shows that we have a nice following.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you only laughed at one episode, you know, appreciate the content, like it, and say, man, these guys put some hard work in.
Yeah.
What is it, 3 years now? 2 years? Yeah, 3 years?
I think we're going on 3 years now.
Yeah. So,
no, there's some people who hope that it fails, but 3 years,
yeah,
still going strong. We still have listeners. I said I would do this as long as we had people listening,
and we
have people listening.
And in those stats, we have people listening that I think they said like 16 of them out of the followers, which isn't like a huge deal. 16 people was like we were number one on their thing, and for you know a certain percentage, we were the number one on their top 10, and then a certain percentage was like top 5, which is huge, because you could pick anybody from these lists. You could have Joe Rogan as your number one, and you know, whatever, Seth Rogan as your number two. But to have us in your top 5 means a lot. I mean, that's incredible. So for just a couple of average Joe Schmoes trying to compete against famous people that are just basically handed a podcast and they said, just do your thing and we'll get you the followers. And, you know, I'd say we're doing pretty damn good competing against that. So
and you know what? Shout out to, it says we were heard in 7 countries this year.
Yeah.
So shout out to U.S., obviously, Australia, Malaysia, Mexico, and the U.K.
That was the top 5.
That's the top 5.
There's 2 more, but I can't remember where
they
are.
Out of 7 new countries that,
yeah, it's fantastic.
So we get global listens, which is crazy.
It's like our old prostituting jobs. We get around. Mm. We get around this world.
Yes, we do. Still going strong.
And with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
Today, we touched a little on Mike's follow-up spank session. And the majority of the time was spent having a good discussion about women's nicknames for their vagines. I don't think they competed with how good the nicknames for men's Johnsons were.
I would agree. Yeah,
but then again, guys are better at everything. And with that, we've been shadow banned.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
Boop.
Always. Like we talked about towards the end of the show, just share us, follow us on all our social media pages.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Anywhere. Add us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere.
We are on every major podcast platform, so whatever one you choose or you get your podcast, subscribe to us. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Do a spank sesh to our shows. And with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
We'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Hoot.
Merry Christmas.